Fall camp is just around the corner. We're going to be talking about some position battles that I think you need to be watching on this episode of Tide Talk Live. What's up, Tide fans? Stacey Blackwood here from Tide Talk Live, riding solo today as we look at some position battles that I think are really important and that we all need to be watching once fall camp arrives here in about a week or so for Nick Saban and the Crimson Tide. But before we dive too far into that, make sure you do like, share, and subscribe today. Also, we're free and available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music. Wherever you find your podcasts, you can find Tide Talk Live, so make sure you are subscribed there as well. All right, the other day on Roll Tide Wire, I wrote an article, kind of looking at some position battles that I thought were really important heading into fall camp. I listed three, but I've got to thinking, and there's another position battle that I think is really, really important that we needed to be talking about. We're going to talk about it first, and then we'll take a look at the three that I mentioned in that article, and there will be a link in the description below so you can check out that entire article. But first, we're going to look at the inside linebackers. Look, I think Deontay Lawson is a wrap to be one of the starters there at inside linebacker. He's a guy who's been on campus now. He's entering year three in Tuscaloosa. He's got a good idea of what the scheme is, what his role is in that defense. So I think he's going to be one of those starters there at inside linebacker. But who plays beside him is going to be really, really critical. It's going to be a battle between really a handful of guys. You know, you look at Jihad Campbell, you look at Justin Jefferson, you look at the Georgia transfer, you look at Sean Murphy. I think those three guys could potentially play with the first team defense this fall. So who that guy is going to be at inside linebacker opposite of Deontay Lawson is going to be really, really important to watch and kind of keep a close eye on as fall camp kind of gets started and then continues over the next few weeks leading up to that game one matchup with Middle Tennessee State on September 2nd. So that's the one position battle that I think we need to be watching out for that I didn't mention in the list from the article the other day, but it's also really, really important and could really, really go a long way into how good this defense can be for Alabama in 2023. We all know that the inside linebacker position is really, really important, especially in this 3-4 scheme and in the Nick Saban style defense. So making sure you get those two guys right is going to be really, really important for Nick Saban and Kevin Steele there this season. Now we're going to move on to the other three positions. We're going to stay on the defensive side of the ball. We're going to look at cornerback. Look, Kool-Aid, much like the inside linebacker spot, I think Kool-Aid has that one – I don't think. I know Kool-Aid has that one side of the field locked down. He's going to be one of those starters there at corner. But then you have that other spot at corner open up. Look, I think we all assumed really that it was going to be Terrion Arnold that would step up into that role and be that starter there opposite of Kool-Aid. But then the coaching staff brings in Louisiana transfer Trey Amos, and that kind of shuffled the deck a little bit. It kind of changed things up a little bit because I don't think Amos had any intentions of transferring if he didn't think he had a legitimate shot at a starting role in Alabama's defense. So that is going to be a really, really important position to look out for because I feel confident that Kool-Aid is going to lock down that one side of the field. But what that other side looks like is going to be critical for this Alabama defense as well. So watching what Terrion Arnold and Trey Amos do there at corner opposite of Kool-Aid will be fun to watch this fall as well. Then look, you got the quarterbacks. I don't really want to spend a lot of time on the quarterbacks because – look, it's something that everybody's talked about ad nauseum this entire offseason. We'll have me and Jake will have a deep dive into the quarterback battle before the season starts and maybe even before fall camp starts. So stay tuned for that. But Jalen Milroe, Tyler Buckner, and Ty Simpson, those three guys are the leaders in the clubhouse at the moment. You have the two true freshmen and Eli Holstein and Dylan Lonergan, but I think both those guys are most likely going to redshirt, and it's going to be a competition between Milroe, Simpson, and Buckner. We'll give y'all our full opinion on that in a future episode, but obviously that is the most important position battle going on the roster this fall, leading up to the 2023 season. But the last one we're going to talk about is the left tackle position. All throughout spring, it was Elijah Pritchett. He held down the left tackle role for all 15 practices. He got the start on A-Day. So it appeared that he was going to be left tackle one. Then he struggled a little bit during the A-Day game, and Quindarius Robinson really ate his lunch numerous times. They sent Malachi Moore on a few blitzes on his side of the field. He was not quick enough to keep up with Malachi there. Then, much like in other situations, another guy has come onto the scene, and that's freshman Caden Proctor, who looked really good on the second team this spring. He is massive, 6'7", over 350 pounds. And, you know, he was a five-star for a reason, the number one tackle in the country for a reason coming out of high school from the state of Iowa. The dude can play, and he showed up on campus ready to play. He's obviously physically already, able to play with of his massive stature. And now with Elijah Pritchett having a little bit of a struggle in that A-Day game, and Caden Proctor really showing that he might be ready to play, I think that competition for left tackle is going to continue into fall camp and maybe even into the season a little bit. I'm not sure this position will be settled before the quarterback competition is settled. I think you could see, and going back to last season, Coach Saban's not afraid and Coach Eric Wolford's not afraid to play, you know, offensive line by committee. We saw Tyler Booker, Javion Cohen, and Emil Ekior split the role at the two different guard spots last year. So I think you could maybe see a situation where Caden Proctor and Elijah Pritchett get some game action to start the year to see who is going to be the best fit for that job, because they got an important role. They're going to be protecting the blind side of whoever wins that starting quarterback position. You know, it all banks on how well your left tackle plays in the passing game. So protecting the quarterback is at a premium, and whoever can win that job, between Caden Proctor and Elijah Pritchett, you know, is going to go a long way to how well this offensive line plays. And I'm not going to rule out a scenario where perhaps J.C. Latham makes a move to left tackle. Maybe they put Caden Proctor at left guard and maybe put Elijah Pritchett at right tackle, or Proctor at right tackle, and maybe a guy like Terrence Ferguson comes in at left guard. So there's Coach Saban and Coach Wolford have options there. They have different guys that they could mix in and mix out. You know, Darian Dalcourt's a guy who right now is the starter at left guard. He also has a lot of experience at center, but I think Seth McLaughlin is maybe one of the more underrated players, not just at Alabama, but really in the SEC. I think he has a chance to be, you know, an all SEC performer there from his center position, a guy who gets everybody in the right position. And that'll also help whoever starts at left tackle for Alabama as well. You know, having a guy like Seth McLaughlin to kind of anchor that offensive line and get everybody the right calls and protecting and blocking the right guy in front of them. So that left tackle position is going to be really fun to watch this fall once fall camp arrives here in a week or so. So those are four positions that I'm looking for, are looking forward to kind of keeping up with once fall camp gets here. Like I said, I expect there hasn't been an official announcement yet of when fall camp's going to start, but usually it's that first Thursday of August. So maybe August 3rd, August 4th, somewhere in that neighborhood is when fall camp is going to arrive. And I expect an announcement to be made, you know, relatively soon from the football team on that note. But that's going to wrap this video up. Like I said, I want to hear from you guys. Jump in the comments and let me know which position battle you're watching the most. Do not say quarterback. We all know it's the quarterback position. But outside of the quarterback battle, which of the other three position battles are you looking forward to watching? Or maybe there's something else that I'm not thinking of at the moment that you think is a position battle that we all should be looking out for. So we would greatly appreciate those thoughts in the comment section below. So make sure you do like, share, and subscribe today. Our subscribers just keep on climbing, and we appreciate that so much. Football season is right around the corner, and we are so excited to continue the coverage here at Tide Talk Live. But that's going to wrap it up. Thank you so much for watching, and until next time, roll Tide.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.